Two home games coming up, both in conference play, getting this Western Division race in the Grand River Conference started tonight. If you're a fan of GRC basketball, it's going to be a night for you. Get inside, get out of the rain, get out of the cold, and there are going to be four matchups in the West. There are going to be four matchups in the East. I'm going to have Trenton Princeton coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's talk about North Harrison down in the domes in Pattonsburg tonight to take on the Panthers. The boys' game is at 7:30. Talked about this with Coach Warford on the girls' side here, Coach Podorf, but you know, they don't necessarily co-op. In football, North Harrison co-ops with Pattonsburg and Gilman City, so these boys matching up tonight, no secrets, they're going to know each other real well.
Yeah, they do, and there's a lot of friendships, and you know, they're still competitive on the court, but afterwards, like last Friday night, we played Gilman, there was a lot of handshaking and hugs and even a group picture for all the football kids, and you know, last Friday night at Gilman, with Gilman here at Pattonsburg, we did recognize Brody Langfoot for being All-State wide receiver eight-man, so it was, and our All-District kids of Sam Coyne and Gay Jennings, so it was just kind of a special night, even though we played basketball and somebody had to win. Afterwards, you could just see that it's kind of like a family reunion, kind of everybody back together and talking, so.
We talked about this Gilman City team when we talked last week. I was really impressed with their performance against Winston at the Gallatin tournament. Now, they didn't win that one, but they lost it pretty much at the buzzer by a couple of points. And you handled Gilman City, you know, with a really strong performance, 67-45. Was that about as good as you've seen from your team so far this year, Coach?
Oh, I still think our first game against Gallatin was still our best showing for sure. We came out and played well, won three out of the four quarters. Really, the third quarter, we came out and won by 15 points, kind of separated a little bit. But I thought the boys did a pretty good job. Still had four guys in double figures, and the fifth guy had 9 points. So we would almost have all five in double figures again.
Does look like now North Harrison isn't winless, but they won their first game and, you know, struggled against Maysville. Gilman City got to by 19. They struggled against Winston on Friday night. So it looks like this North Harrison team is, you know, kind of struggling to put the ball in the hoop, you know, certainly. But, you know, defensively, looks like that they're pretty stout on that side of the ball. Is that kind of what you look at when you see the Shamrocks?
Yeah, that's what I've kind of gathered. I know against Winston they had a starter out for one reason or another. I'm not sure why. And then they had another one get hurt early in that game. So they weren't with all strength, but what I've gathered is they play hard and they give 110% the whole time from time the game starts to time the game ends, and so you got to be ready for their energy and their effort all the way through.
Yeah, when you get into conference play, it's certainly one of the things that I recognize immediately. When you have seven conference games to decide where you play in the crossover in February, if you lose to somebody, not only do you lose, but you lose the head-to-head. So losses when you get into conference play, they really affect your ability to kind of to try to compete for that number one spot in a championship.
Yeah, and that's what we've been talking about is, you know, making sure we're ready each and every game and being prepared in and out, because anybody could beat anybody on any given day. We worked through some things last night in practice and trying to maintain, because we're like everybody else right now, sickness is going through us, and trying to maintain, you know, our conditioning plus being sharp and still being rested at the same time, so it makes it kind of difficult on all aspects.
You know, certainly you mentioned against Gallatin, you put 77 on the board against Gallatin, your opener, you're getting things really done offensively, but holding Gilman City to 45 on Friday night, Coach, that's pretty good effort on that side of the ball.
We did. We played a lot better defensively. We did well. Brody Langfoot, he's a great guard, been great for him for 4 years. Seems like he's been there for seven or eight. I wish we had him back for football another year. Hmm. But I'm glad he's graduating for basketball, too. But we held him to 3 points in the first half. But he had some shots I know he'd like to have back. But then the Locker kid, Caden Locker, came up big for him and had 16 points and played well. So.
First time you saw Albany, knocked down drag out first round Albany tournament. You beat them on their floor 69-65. All that means for Friday is they're going to have a little payback on their minds. So I expect that Albany at Pattonsburg Friday night to be a really good matchup.
I do. We are too. We've been talking about some things and trying to get some things in place, kind of getting ready for them. So far, what we've seen is everybody comes in with at least one good guy, you know, and so far everybody's been usually bigger and stronger and faster than us and longer. So we have to figure out how to kind of slow that person down, whether it's Princeton or Albany or whoever. So that's what we've been kind of talking about and working on, is trying to figure out that. And you know, they had a big win over Nottoway Valley over the last Friday night, so they're ready to come in and play well.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to watch tonight, taking a look at some of these Western Division matchups. You got Albany at Stanbury, a couple of longtime rivals there, so interesting to see what happens there. Then Albany makes the trip to Pattonsburg on Friday. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday as you get ready to head over here for Holiday Hoops. Good luck tonight against North Harrison.
Hey, thank you very much.